Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zimlick, and I'm in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, the Catholic Diocese of Kalamazoo, under the leadership of Bishop Bradley. And I'm at St. John Bosco Catholic Church in Matawan, and St. Margaret Mary's in Marcellus, and also a little bit in St. Mary's in Pawpaw as well, under that cluster that we have of churches out here in the Van Buren County, Matawan area. So we're going to read from the scripture readings today that are read all over the world, at all the Catholic churches all over the world. These are the same reading that Pope Francis will celebrate Mass today for September 25th. So this is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Ordinary times, a time when we wear green vestments, and we talked about that a little bit last week. It's really a time for growth. Even though we see fall coming upon us now, there's still time for that little bit of growth that can happen in our lives. So we're going to do the readings. We're going to do the basically what we do in this radio show is we have the readings from Mass, from Sunday Mass this week, and then I'll do a short homily. But another part of this at Mass is the Liturgy of the Eucharist, which is the second half of the service, second half of the Mass. And really, that is the summit. That is the source and the summit of receiving Holy Communion, receiving the Holy Eucharist. And if you've been away from the church for a while, you know, we want you to come back. We want you to come home. So this is an outreach as well. But this program is not just for Catholics. It's for anyone who loves the Word of God, who is curious about this beautiful family of Jesus Christ, of how we are to come together and love one another as a family, a loving family, a good family, a caring family, and to put behind us the hurts and to heal those hurts that we have, the things that have happened in our lives, both the things that are real and the things that are imagined, too. You know, sometimes we imagine that we've been hurt in some way, too. And even those things we need to resolve with someone who can help us with that, whether it be a professional psychologist or psychiatrist or a priest or a spiritual advisor or a pastor, or maybe just a coworker, maybe someone in your family who you think you could reach out to, someone who you can talk to about some of the things that are bothering you. Now is the time for that. Don't wait any longer to search out God, to search out this healing. So we're going to start right away with the readings. Our first book is from the book of Amos, the prophet Amos, chapter 6, and we do the first line and then 4 through 7. So that's Amos chapter 6, 1, and then 4 through 7. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, woe to the complacent in Zion, lying upon their beds of ivory, stretching comfortably on their couches. They eat lambs taken from the flock and calves from the stall, improvising to the music of the harp. Like David, they devise their own accompaniment. They drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the best oils. They are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph, yet are not made ill. Therefore, now they shall be the first to go into exile, and their wanton revelry shall not be done away with. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So great reading there, and we're going to come back to that in a few minutes and see how these readings all fit together. So we have the Old Testament reading, and we'll have a letter from Paul here. So we're going to read 1 Timothy is our next reading. 1 Timothy 6, 11 through 16. But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate for the noble confession, to keep the commandments without strain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Beautiful reading there from 1 Timothy. So then we're going to our next reading is the Gospel of Luke. Luke 16, 19 through 31. That's Luke 16, 19 through 31. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in the water to cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you is a great chasm, established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abram replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham. But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abram said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some powerful readings today, especially the Gospel reading, this story of Lazarus, and let me repeat that, where that Gospel reading is from, if you want to really meditate on this, which would be good to meditate on this week. Luke 16, 19 through 31. And, we have this vision of hell that no one talks about, that hell doesn't exist, and some people even think that heaven doesn't exist, and that these are all just fairy tales and stories. I assure you, my brothers and sisters, these are not fairy tales and stories. This is actual events that happen in time, documented in the Word. Okay? And, millions and billions of people have followed this for centuries and millennia, and I think it's a warning to us all not to end up in this position where we're crying out to save us at the last minute, but really to meditate on these things and really look at the Word of God, look at the church. Look at what the events that go on around us in our everyday life, the areas that we can reach out. God calls on us to act, okay? That is the key. That's the key for all of us in our lives. And we see from the prophet Amos in our first reading, and as really this stretched out comfortably on our couches, right? And eating food and just taking it easy and everything's fine. And, you know, sometimes we can have that attitude. And that's not a healthy way to contemplate our lives. We need to look at, you know, what areas do I need to improve in and what areas that I can help in. And so that Old Testament reading is kind of this warning that has been sent all through time, all through the centuries, and even today, that warning is sent out. That what am I doing today? What is the measure of my life? How do I measure things? And do I react to the poor? Do I react to those who are in need? Do I react to those who are in need in my very family? You know, sometimes that's the best way to really to pull back and to say, you know, am I taking care of my family? Am I loving my family? Or is it just all about me? Because I tell you, my brothers and sisters, that's the difference. You live a life that is either about self and just about you. And if you live that life, you will be alone. You will be totally alone because you not only exclude your immediate family, but you also exclude God. See, you also exclude God in that. So as we look at our second reading here, the beauty of this, and I want to read, of course, I always do these readings from the Catechism because they're just, it's so rich and beautiful, the teachings of the church, that have been going on for 2,000 years. That's the big difference between the Catholic Church and a lot of other Christian churches. You know, there's a couple of Christian churches that start every day in the world, and it's just unbelievable because, you know, someone disagrees with somebody else on this passage or that passage of Scripture. And the next thing you know, they have another church and another 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 people go off here or go off over there. And the family becomes splintered, you know, and that's what we're dealing with today. That's what we've been dealing with for all of time. You know, it's nothing new. It happened with the Jews. It happens with us. It happens with the Muslims. It happens with, my goodness, it even happens with the atheists, right? They don't agree on everything either, right? Or the agnostics, or just this or just that. Everyone splinters. But somehow, in some way, the church tries, God tries to bring us together. Jesus wants to bring us together. And, that's very, very good in these readings where we can look at ourselves as either this rich man or we look at ourselves as Lazarus. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But so the Catechism in 1 Timothy, in our second reading, 1 Timothy 6, that confessing the faith without giving way to fear and respect for the name of Jesus Christ. Okay? This is about our confession and our witness. And I'll tell you, my friends, we're terrified of doing this, aren't we? Terrified of saying the name Jesus Christ. Even saying the name, for me, saying the name, even as a deacon, it is so powerful. I feel that. I feel that, you know, how important it is to say that in the right way and in the right context, not saying it with anger or to lash out or as just kind of just any word to say. But when I say that word, do I truly respect the name of Jesus Christ? And so that's the main thing that Paul is trying to put through here, and I want us to meditate on that this week. You know, to think about that. Do I respect the name of Jesus Christ? Do I respect the name of Jesus Christ? And to think about that over and over and over again. Because that's where we really start to build our own self-respect too, don't we? And really to not fall into this situation where this rich man has, where he has no longer become rich, but he's become tormented for all eternity. See? And sometimes we're even tormented here. You know, you hear people talk about happiness, they're not happy, or I'm depressed, things like that. Sometimes we're not happy or we're depressed because we never reach out. We never help anyone. We never get outside of ourselves. We never think about Jesus Christ and the power of that name, the power of Jesus Christ, and how he can come into our lives and change us and transform us. And the other part of this 1 Timothy 2 is pointing towards prayer and hymns. You know, do I pray? Do I sing? And also this other thing from 52, from the catechism, from number 52 in the catechism, which is this revelation of God. And I just want to read this. This is from number 52 from the, and this is in the profession of faith, and that's what Paul's talking about in this second reading that we have here. So let me just read this to you. This is the revelation of God, and this is very early on in the catechism, which of course is paragraph 52, and it goes like this: God, who dwells in unapproachable light, wants to communicate his own divine life to men he freely created, in order to adopt them as his sons in his only begotten Son. By revealing himself, God wishes to make them capable of responding to him, and of knowing him, and of loving him far beyond their own natural capacity. You hear that? Far beyond your own natural capacity. Now, a big part of that has to do with grace, but a bigger part has to do with you saying yes to Jesus Christ. Yes, I want to do this. Yes, I want to change. Yes, I want to be part of that family. So let me just read this last part once again. That is so beautiful. And of loving him far beyond their own natural capacity. By revealing himself, God wishes to make them capable of responding. You hear that? God wishes this. God doesn't wish your destruction. God wishes your capacity to love with him back and forth. So I want to take a minute here for just a pause before we go into the gospel reading. Once again, this is the Epiphany radio program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And our bishop is Bishop Paul J. Bradley. And the diocese website is diokzoo.org. Or if you'd like to, and there's links on there on becoming Catholic and different parishes that you can go to. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can address them to them or any of the parishes here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo or Diocese of Grand Rapids, if you're listening to that area or any other areas that you're listening to this radio program. And then if you want to listen to more Catholic radio, there's holyfamilyradio.net. And in Kalamazoo, there's 91.5 FM, 89.7 FM in the Battle Creek area. And sometimes that Battle Creek area number station comes in good in Kalamazoo area too. And then in the Grand Rapids area, AM 1140. And so we're really glad that you're with us, and we only have about 7 or 8 minutes left, but talk about the gospel. So talk about Lazarus, okay? This wonderful man, Lazarus, and how we can look at ourselves in a multitude of areas here, you know, Abraham and Lazarus and the rich man, these three different people who are in this story that affect us, and that we need to contemplate and look at these things to say, you know, where am I in this story? Am I Lazarus? Am I the poor one that is reaching out for help? Or am I the rich man who is ignoring the poor? Or am I like Abraham? Am I this intercessor trying to bring the two together? And I think, my brothers and sisters, for many of us, it's good to look at that possibility of being like Abraham, of all of us being like Abraham. You know, and as God changed his name, right, from Abram to Abraham, taking him up an extra notch and up another level. You know, Abraham was a man like you and I, okay, a person, a regular human being. I look at Mother Angelica, the wonderful things that she did in building the EWTN network. What a miracle worker she is to be able to do that, from virtually nothing to build this magnificent radio and television network. And she did that. She's an Abraham of our day, like a Mother Teresa, right, of our day. And these are normal human beings. You're called to do that. You are. You're listening to this program. You are called to do this. God wills it. God gives you the grace, the capability, the love, the sacraments. Return to Mass. Receive the Holy Eucharist. More grace. See? More grace. Grace through those sacraments. To be able to carry out the will of God. See? Not that we earn our way to heaven. Of course not. God gives to us far before we're able to give anything. God gives to us. God saves us. God reaches out to us. But we're called to participate in this family. Called to be part of this interchange of energy, of love and spirit. So we ask you, and I ask you, you know, continue your prayer life. We talk a lot about prayer, but I want to talk about action too. You know, even though, you know, Lazarus here is, or the rich man is calling out to, you know, go save my brothers. You know, go save my brothers. Well, now is the time. Now is the time for us to call out to our brothers and sisters and to ask them, you know, where are you at in your spiritual life? Are you just sitting at home on Sundays or Saturday evenings? Are you not going to Mass? Are you not, you know, you're not praying? So I'm calling you, just as I call myself, to be like Abraham, to be like Moses. Or if you are this rich man, to convert, to have a conversion of heart, to have a conversion of what your choice is, this deliberate choice. So also in this gospel reading, they talk about mortal sin, about, you know, what a great sin it is for us to ignore the poor, to ignore those in need. Okay? That this daily bread is so important. So I want to read a little bit from the Catechism from 8, 28, 31. where they talk about this daily bread, and they talk about the poor man Lazarus in the last part of this. So I just want to read this because it's very rich and very fulfilling. But the presence of those who hunger because they lack bread opens up another profound meaning of this petition. The drama of hunger in the world calls Christians who pray sincerely to exercise responsibility toward their brethren, both in their personal behavior and in their solidarity with the human family. This petition of the Lord's Prayer cannot be isolated from the parables of the poor man Lazarus and the Last Judgment. It can't be isolated from that, you see? So the Catechism is telling us, you know, we can't just say, well, it just is in regards to this, or the rich and the poor, and it's only in regards to that. No, the daily bread, the bread that we receive daily, whether it be to nourish us physically, or it be the denial for many people who don't get to receive Holy Communion. You know, to think about that. To think about how many of us have stayed away from the church for so long, and we've lost that, we've lost our way to receive this holy bread. See? This holy Eucharist. To receive Jesus Christ. See, it all goes back to that. It all goes back to Jesus Christ. Am I participating with God in the salvation of the world? Because that's what God wants for all of us. And so as we go through this week, let us think about Lazarus. Let us think about Abraham. Let us think about Moses. Let us think about our Jewish brothers and sisters. Let us think about our Muslim brothers and sisters who need so many prayers today with the strife that goes on in the world. For this great need for us to be one human family. See? One human family. Not divisions. Not, I break you up here and I put you in this corner, I put you in this basket, or I put you in this category, or I label you here and I label you there. No. One human family. That's what God wants. That's what God calls us to do, and to respond to that human family and love. So if you've been away from the church for a while, I invite you to come back. I invite you to come back. And, you know, if you're not comfortable with that right now, I understand and I get that too. You know, listen to our radio program, listen to Catholic radio, pray, read the Word of God, and you will grow. You will grow in your faith and in your love. And so as you go through this week, please be in prayer and pray for our country and pray for all the sick and the suffering, the homeless, the hungry, and in a special way, those who will die today. My brothers and sisters, may Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May God bless you all.